This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, February 20th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we talk to a documentarian about his film that chronicles the life of the godmother of rock and roll, Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
Plus, we get an update on the progress of the Marshalls Museum in Fort Smith, learn about a competition that shines the spotlight on entrepreneurship in Arkansas, and more.
But first, Governor Mike Beebe says he thinks lawmakers are getting closer to a decision on whether to proceed with an expansion of the state's Medicaid program. Earlier this week, House Majority Leader Bruce Westerman told reporters that leaders in the House and Senate are planning to hire an independent consultant to assess the state's current Medicaid program before they make a decision on expanding it with the federal health care law. Beebe told reporters yesterday an outside opinion is a good idea.
Double check the figures. Get your own people. Either get the Bureau or any outside consultants you want to get. You know, the only caution I'd give them is do it fast. I mean, don't do something that takes a couple of months. I mean, I hope they're out of here by the end of March, 1st of April.
Beebe, who has said he is for expanding Medicaid, says the 3/4 vote necessary to approve it will be tough. The governor is scheduled to travel to Washington, D.C. at the end of this week to speak with U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius about the state's expansion options.
The Arkansas House Public Health Committee yesterday approved Senator Jason Raper's bill to ban abortions after 12 weeks. It's now been amended to include exceptions to the ban for lethal fetal disorders and to remove a part of the bill that made it a felony for a doctor to perform an abortion after 12 weeks outside the exemptions of the law. The Conway Republican says the bill has enough support that it might be able to withstand a veto from the governor.
Obviously, he has the right to veto legislation, but I believe that the votes that put it on his desk are the same votes that would be needed to override a veto, but I hope it doesn't come to that. The governor has been in the Senate, and he usually respects the will of the legislature, and I hope he will respect the will on this bill.
Governor Mike Beebe has said he has significant concerns about the constitutionality of the bill. Speaking yesterday about the 12-week ban and another abortion bill, the governor said he may have his mind made up on whether he'll sign, but he's not saying yet.
These folks need to vote up or down without necessarily any cover from me. They need to vote the way they want to vote, and they will. And then I'll do what I think is appropriate.
With both abortion bills passed out of the House committee yesterday, the governor may reveal his decision later this week after the bills are voted on in the House.
Arkansas now has a beefed-up statute designed to deal with human trafficking offenses after the governor signed the Human Trafficking Act of 2013 into law yesterday morning. The bill will exempt victims of human trafficking from being prosecuted from prostitution, and it makes penalties harsher for human traffickers. One of the bill's sponsors, Republican Representative Missy Irvin of Mountain View, says the bill will help the fight against human trafficking in Arkansas.
The most important part of the bill is that it strengthens the penalties, and it really puts some meat and some teeth into the law now, and it gives law enforcement the tools and the prosecutors the tools that they need to really fully go after the folks in human trafficking and prosecute it to the fullest degree.
The law also allows the state attorney general to establish a task force to prevent human trafficking for reasons involving both labor and sex.
The Benton County Quorum Court has a new member today. Ray Hernandez was appointed yesterday to the governing body's District 2 seat, which covers the swath of land south of East New Hope and east of Old Wire Roads in Rogers. The appointment to the court is noticeable because Ray Hernandez is the first person of Hispanic descent to be appointed to a quorum court in northwest Arkansas.
I think anytime you have representation for a group that is underrepresented, it gives them an opportunity to, first of all, have a voice about their concerns. So my expectations are that, you know, I will be probably the one person that some of our Hispanic community will feel comfortable coming to and discussing their concerns. Of course, knowing that, you know, I'm only one out of 15 votes.
He is the Vice Provost for Diversity at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, and he has lived in Benton County for 24 years, giving him, he says, perspective on the rapid growth in the county in recent years. He says as the Hispanic population grows in the county, the representation of that segment of the population should grow as well. He says he views his constituency not only as a Hispanic, but also as a veteran, a rancher, a businessman, a grandfather, and as a student. He is currently pursuing his master's degree at the University of Arkansas.
The Fayetteville City Council last night voted to delay awarding a design contract for restoration of two historic bridges in the downtown area. The decision to table the item came after a debate about semantics. The proposed contract referred to the project as a rehabilitation. City resident Paula Marinoni, who has been involved with other projects involving historic structures, objected to the use of that word.
And rehabilitation, even if it starts out with restoring, is not the same as restoration. And not once in 41 pages did it say the word restoration, which means that there is not an understanding of what is to take place.
The council voted unanimously to table the item until its next meeting in order to review the contract and iron out any questions of appropriate word usage. Mayor Lionel Jordan says that he has worked on this project for 3.5 years and that waiting 2 weeks wouldn't make that much of a difference.
Razorback baseball team had a good day yesterday, though they did have to battle temperatures dropping into the mid-30s by the end of a doubleheader. The Diamond Hogs swept New Orleans, winning 14-0 in the first game, 3-0 in the second. The team returns to Baum Stadium Friday to open a 3-game weekend series against Evansville.
There's a chance of snow, sleet, and freezing rain with lows around 30 degrees tonight. Less than an inch of accumulation is expected. Tomorrow, expect periods of rain and freezing rain early, switching to rain before noon, and highs from the upper 30s to the lower 40s. And tomorrow night, expect mostly cloudy skies with lows from 23 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 30 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley.